Hello, here we are again with another lesson in understanding the timeline between the Old Testament law and the local church age. We're continuing in Acts chapter 2 today. We're going to be focusing on the assembly. Now, in Acts 2:43, it says, And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed, that is what the apostles were teaching about the kingdom and the nation of Israel, all that believed were gathered together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Now, you notice it says all that believed, which indicates some didn't. We will consider this all things common thing in the next chapter. Now, in Acts 2:47, we read, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, that word church is coming from the Greek word ekklesia, which means assembly. And the word saved here is a quote from Joel chapter 2 and verse 32, where it is translated delivered. Let's read it that way. And the Lord added to the assembly daily such as should be delivered. And so all that believed joined in some kind of an assembly here. Now, let's look at it back in Acts chapter 19, where we have this word assembly that is translated assembly. And the same time it says there is no small stir about that way. Paul the Apostle had been preaching, and he'd done a lot of things there, and things were exciting. But the problem was Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen. So Demetrius and his friends were getting very wealthy selling these godless gods. And verse 25 says, whom he called together all these workmen of like occupation and said, sirs, you see, by this craft we have our wealth. We're going to lose our income because of this fellow Paul. He has persuaded and turned away much people, saying there be no gods which are made with hands. So that not only this our craft is in danger, but he brings on this, the goddess Diana, he's messing our worship here. I think he's more concerned about his money. In verse 28, we read, they were full of wrath. The whole city was filled with confusion. They rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. In verse 32, we see the assembly was confused, and they're having a really hard time, and there's some kind of a riot that they're having here. And when we get down to verse number 39, it says, but if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. And he said, for we are in danger to be called in question of this day's uproar, which was really a riot that they were having this assembly about, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. And so we have the word assembly in this story about this riot back here in Acts chapter 19. We have this word assembly, which is the same Greek word, ekklesia, that has been translated church most of the time in the New Testament. Now, the word church appears 112 times in the Bible. As we said, the Greek word is ekklesia. The word ekklesia was translated assembly three times in these scriptures that we just read. The assembly was confused, and the more part knew not wherefore they were come together. In verse 39, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly, the town clerk said, and so he dismissed the assembly. In order to have an assembly from a Bible point of view, there has to be three things. There is the place. It says they rushed with one accord into the theater. There needs to be a person, which is the town clerk in this situation. And there needs to be a purpose. And their purpose, it was unlawful. He said this is an unlawful assembly. And he dismissed the assembly. Now, the riot in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19 was not a local church. Nobody would argue that point. It is coming from the same word that has been translated church, ecclesia, but it is certainly not a local church. The church in the wilderness that is referred to in Acts chapter 7 and verse 38 was not a local church, but it was translated from the word ecclesia. But most, well, probably everybody would, I don't think we would have an argument from anybody that saying, oh no, this was a local church in the wilderness. Now we have in Acts chapter 2 and 47, the Lord added to the church, the ecclesia daily, such as were being saved. The ecclesia is an assembly. And so the Lord added to the assembly. Now the assembly could be that group in the wilderness. It could be that riot in the Acts chapter 19, or it could be this situation in Acts chapter 2 where they had an assembly and the Lord added to this assembly such as should be saved. Now this word saved is a translation, he's quoting Joel chapter 2 verse 32 where the word delivered is used there. Why the word delivered? Because Joel, as we've seen in a previous program, was talking about the nation of Israel being delivered from the Roman bondage that they were under, and Jesus would come as their Messiah. They would boot out those Romans, and Jesus would reign, and they would have their 12 thrones, etc., etc. And so there is an assembly meeting with this plan. Now, in Peter's message, he said, repent, be baptized, every one of you. This is important. Then in Acts 3 and 26, he said, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. He raised up Jesus. Now, the context of this portion of Scripture in verse 30 of chapter 2, same message, says that he raised up Christ to sit upon his throne. And so we're looking at a situation here where twice we have this every one of you, because every one of them as a nation needed to repent. The nation of Israel, 3,000 people wasn't going to do it. Back in 2 Chronicles, we read of my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. He's talking about the nation of Israel. Every one of you, Peter said twice, it's not going to work here, just 3,000 people. However, there was a remnant, there was a group of people that were assembling as a result of what Peter was preaching, and Peter was preaching about the kingdom. So, in conclusions for Acts chapter 2, the account of Acts chapter 2 begins in the temple in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. No Gentiles were allowed at that Jewish feast. It would be impossible for them to be of one accord with Gentiles there. Gentiles were considered dogs. The context and the content of Peter's message was strictly for the Jews. Peter referred to Joel chapter 2 when he explained what was happening, and Joel chapter 2 speaks of the nation of Israel being delivered from her enemies and says nothing about individuals being saved from their sins so as to go to heaven. When Peter referred to the last days, he was talking about the last days of the dispensation of the law. When Peter said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, that happened 2,000 years ago exactly as Joel said it would. Peter said, this is that Joel spoke about. Being saved is not always referring to going to heaven. Many times it speaks of a physical salvation. The content of Bible messages preached to individuals concerning being saved from their sins is very different from the content of Bible messages concerning the nation of Israel being saved from her enemies. Breaking of bread, we have seen, is not always referring to a communion service in a local church. The word church in our King James Bible comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means an assembly. Sometimes it is used concerning assemblies that have absolutely nothing to do with a local church. Although local churches were meeting at the time of Acts chapter 2, we have found nothing in Acts chapter 2 that refers to any local church. The word church in Acts 2 and 47 in context refers to the assembly that was organized as a result of what Peter was preaching. Peter's message was not in line with local church doctrine at all. It had to do with the Jews. It had to do with their kingdom, and they rejected their king, and they rejected their kingdom. We'll continue on this subject and rightly dividing the word of truth in our next program. Be sure and be with us as we go into Acts chapter 3.